So, sitting or lying, if you can just let your body soften and, come into a tensegrity, just a nice balanced state through your whole system, letting any unnecessary tensions dissolve. And as usual, let's orient to the whole system and the volume of the system. Let's spend just half a minute making those links, just really dropping out of the head space. And I'd like you to bring your hands onto your thighs, and let's get interested in what's under the hands. So I just want you to acknowledge the various layers of tissue that are here. Let's not ignore them. So there is the skin, and it's and the superficial fascia. Let's just nod at that. Let's just notice that as a felt sense, very particular feel to it. And underneath that, there's a relationship into muscles. A whole array of muscles. It's presumably the quadriceps that you're touching, and the muscles are very differently organized. So again, just appreciating the structure and the microstructure of the muscles. Strong sense through both skin and muscles of blood flow and nervous flow. That's always there for all the tissues of the body. And right at the core of the thigh is a long bone, the femur. And let's just allow that to come into your perceptual field. And I just want you to notice the length of it. And along with the length of it, the shape of it. And in many ways, it is different from the other structures that are surrounding it. So just notice its uniqueness. It has a outer skin, so the periosteum, and then it is a collagen calcium structure that has a density to it, but within the density, I want you to appreciate blood and nerve flow, as we saw earlier in the image of the bone. The bone is formed around the vascular system. I'd just like you to particularly feel that vascular part of the bones as you touch and perceive. So that there's a constant flow moving through the length of the bone, and also moving radially, moving out through the arterial push, moving back in through the venal flow. And right at the core of the bone, there is the marrow. So the bone at the core is very, it's a very lattice works part of the bone. This kind of so-called spongy bone, not the dense bone. Perhaps you can differentiate between the two. And the core is full of blood, and it is also full of stem cells, which are constantly reproducing themselves and constantly evolving new blood cells, new immune cells, new red blood cells, new platelets. It is a constant phenomena. It's an event that's always going off. So what I want you to appreciate is actually the busiest part of this part of your leg is the marrow, by far and away. A lot of heat is generated from here, and there is a lot of potency. And it brings you into relationship with the cellular level of the body. So back to that. Perhaps you can get a sense here of cells and cell chemistry. So the endocrine system is very oriented towards the marrows. The marrow will get stimulated, it will be having to maintain an equilibrium from all kinds of factors in the body, turned up, turned down. What I'd like you to do is shift to a perception of the whole skeletal framework within you, and within that I'd like to come into a sense of the entirety of the marrow within you, not just in one bone, but throughout the whole skeletal system. And as you do that, I'm hoping you notice the furious activity that's going on throughout the whole body. Cranial bones too, all the rib bones, all the spinal bones, the distal bones of the limbs, so the humerus and the femur. And if there is an immune organ or a blood cell organ, it is the marrows. Let's sit with it for a couple of minutes or so. Lie with it. And let's begin to disengage. I'd like us to do it just by shifting your awareness out of the marrows into the fluids of the body, into the other tissues of the body, just slowly letting your awareness shift away, shift out into the whole of the body. And let's slowly get interested in the external space, so you start to become less internalized. So the skin and what's going on around your skin. Then in your own time, just connecting back in with the room through vision and movement. And we can let that go.